Sheriff Masters, explain to me why you are going to be asking the San Miguel County Board of Commissioners to ban hash oil production using butane in San Miguel County.
The butane extraction process is one that involves an accelerant, butane, which is a gas that's heavier than air, and therefore in certain locations it pools toward the bottom of a particular residence or condo project, et cetera, where it could gather, or it has repeatedly gathered, and then there's a spark and it sets it off and it explodes.
What has prompted you to make this decision to ask for the ban?
We have not had an explosion here yet, but we've seen a number of them in Colorado and throughout the United States. And we ran into one operation. They had a case. I think there was 140 butane bottles in a case. There were 36 left. They were manufacturing it inside a rented residence in a neighborhood. And we thought that considering the commercial level of what they were doing, it could be a danger to the entire neighborhood. After that, we thought, maybe we should just ask the commissioners to pass this resolution that apparently is granted to them this year by the legislature that local governments can ban the manufacturing of hash oil using certain methods.
Do you know if the board has that resolution up on their agenda yet?
No, they don't. The county attorney is still looking into the legality of it all and trying to determine if we do in fact have the authority to do that, and determining if it actually violates any of the provisions of Amendment 64.
Where did officers find the site where butane was being used to create hash oil in San Miguel County?
A couple weeks ago, it was in a location outside of Telluride in a small community near Ames.
What is your concern about having people producing hash oil using butane?
It's a dangerous process. I think it's one that's not necessary to do it with. It's being used because it's easy. People that are often doing it are stoned and forgetful and don't understand the dangers involved in it. They're injuring themselves, causing explosions, and putting the lives of emergency responders and firemen at risk in the neighborhood.
What kind of marijuana production is legal in San Miguel County?
Exactly like the rest of the state, we're governed by both the Medical Marijuana Amendment and Amendment 64. In addition to that, at different locations, the county has zoned certain areas for marijuana production and has licensed four different establishments for the manufacturing of marijuana concentrates and infused products and grow operations. In the town of Telluride, we have, I believe, four now marijuana retail outlets. In addition to that, of course, people have the constitutional right to grow a certain number of plants, six for every adult. That's three in the immature stage and three mature plants, and possess 2 ounces of marijuana. They can also, of course, if they're a medical marijuana patient, have the proper amount of marijuana that doctor deems necessary through prescription.
Thank you so much for your time, Bill.
My pleasure.
That was San Miguel County Sheriff Bill Masters. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.